Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Stovekraft Limited Q3 and 9 months FY26 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Vidhi Vasa from MUFG Intime India Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you, Bhumi, and good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of MUFG Intime, I welcome you all to Stovekraft Limited Q3 and 9 months FY26 earnings conference call. Today on this call, we have Mr. Rajendra Gandhi, Sir, Managing Director, and Mr. Ramakrishnan Pingale, Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Hemant Kothari, Vice President, Investor Relations. Before we begin the call, I would like to give a short disclaimer. This call may contain some of the forward-looking statements which are completely based upon our beliefs, opinions, expectations as of today. The statements are not a guarantee of our future performance and involve unforeseeable risks and uncertainties. And with this, I would like to hand over the call to Gandhi, sir. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Vidhi. Good evening, everyone. On behalf of Stovekraft Limited, I extend a warm welcome to all participants to the Q3 and 9-month FY26 financial results earnings call. We also have MUFG Intime with us on this call, who are our advisors on investor relations. Along with me is Mr. Ramakrishnan Pingale, our CFO, and Mr. Hemant Kothari, our Investor Relations Vice President, Investor Relations. We have uploaded our investor deck and earnings press release on the stock exchanges and the company's website. I hope everybody had an opportunity to go through them. Global economic growth continues to remain uncertain, with persistent inflationary pressures in several advanced economies and ambiguity related to geopolitical situation and tariff in USA impacting discretionary consumption. In contrast, India remains one of the fastest-growing major economies, supported by accelerated urbanization, expanding consumer base, and improvements in the GST policy framework are driving attractive growth opportunities for consumer durable industry, mainly the kitchen and home appliances segment. These structural tailwinds between domestic and international business resulted in 96% business being contributed by our domestic business for the company in quarter three. This gives significant confidence to the team and affinity to the Pigeon brand. Combined with improving affordability, increasing premiumization, and rising replacement demand, continue to support long-term sector momentum to the consumer durable sector. Although for the current and coming quarters, the export environment remains challenging. Our 9-month FY26 revenue grew to INR 1,192.9 crores, registering a growth of 4.9% in revenue on YOY basis, with an improved gross margin of 38.8%. Through disciplined financial structure alignment, the company achieved a meaningful improvement in operational efficiency, with working capital days being reduced to 43. This translated into a significant reduction in working capital debt, which has come down to 80.6 crores at the end of quarter three. Our flagship brand, Pigeon, recorded a YTD CAGR growth of 9.3%, reinforcing its position as a truly pan-India brand recognized for quality, affordability, brand affinity, and strong consumer popularity. During the quarter, we recorded robust volume growth of approximately 38% in small appliances category and approximately 9% in pressure cooker category. Further, all sales channels remained active and continued to gain momentum, with modern trade and exclusive brand stores delivering particularly strong performance and achieving double-digit YOY growth. Export sales have faced headwinds due to persistent uncertainty surrounding trade negotiations and tariff structures between India and the United States. Amid this, our IKEA business remains on track, with business likely to commence at the end of the quarter, coming quarter and meaningful revenue contribution expected next year. IKEA, with its global presence beyond the US, continues to offer strong long-term growth potential. As we progress towards our objective of reaching 500 standalone exclusive pigeon stores by 2027, the company continues to scale its presence through both COCO and COFO retail models for the pigeon brand. During the quarter, we added 17 new stores, expanding our network to 313 outlets across 21 states and 138 cities, strengthening our pan-India retail footprint. This growing consumer affluence is expected to drive growth across organized retail categories, resulting in increased demand for higher quality products and enhanced service offerings. Further, our efforts have remained focused on building a strong foundation anchored in consumer satisfaction, motivating us to continuously innovate. We have successfully launched Pigeon Instamami, Idiyappam/snack maker, which has got very high acceptance in the southern states of the country. We are also introducing an instant water heater and an uncorked dry iron to strengthen our market presence. Our in-house manufacturing capabilities and deeper backward integration have further enhanced our agility, ensuring consistent quality and improved cost efficiency. As we move forward, we remain confident in our strategy, focused on delivering consistent value, strengthening our brand, and capitalizing on the opportunities. Now, I will discuss the Q3 FY26 financial performance. The consolidated revenue stood at 378.4 crores for the quarter versus INR 404.1 crores in the previous quarter last year, hence registering a degrowth of 6.4% year-on-year basis, mainly due to lower export sales. Gross profit for the quarter stood at 149.2 crores versus 151.7 crores in Q3 FY25, registering a degrowth of 1.7% year-on-year. Gross margins for the current quarter stood at 39.4% as compared to 37.6%, improving by 188 basis points, reflecting the strength and resilience of the company's business model. EBITDA for Q3 FY26 stood at 35.3 crores versus 40.5 crores in Q3 FY25, showing a degrowth of 12.9% year-on-year. The EBITDA margin for the current quarter stood at 9.3%. Profit after tax for Q3 FY26 stood at 4.1 crores versus 12.1 crores in Q3 FY25, registering a degrowth. The PAT margin for the current quarter stood at 1.1%. The quarter, we incurred a one-time expense of 4.65 crores, which consists of 1.24 crores for additional provision for gratuity and leave encashment, 1.9 crores due to forex loss, and an ECL provision of 1.51 crores. Now I will discuss the 9-month FY25 financial performance. The consolidated revenue stood at 1,192.9 crores for 9 months financial year 26 versus 1,136.8 crores in 9 months FY25, hence registering a growth of 4.9% year-on-year. Gross profit for 9 months FY26 stood at 462.4 crores versus 431.7 crores last year, same time, same period, registering a growth of 7.1% year-on-year. Gross profit margin stood at 38.8% at an increase of 79 basis points year-on-year. EBITDA for 9 months FY26 stood at 127.7 crores versus 121.2 crores in 9 months FY25, showing a growth of 5.4% year-on-year. EBITDA margin for 9 months FY25 stood at 10.7%. Profit after tax for 9 months FY26 stood at 35.9% versus 37.1 crore in 9 months FY25. The PAT margin stood at 3%, mainly due to one-time extraordinary impact of 4.65 crores. The company undertook a substantial debt reduction of rupees 80 crores during the quarter, which is expected to result in lower interest expense and support margin enhancement in the upcoming periods. Now, I would request the moderator to open the floor for question and answer. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Khush Gosrani from GOG PMS. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. How are you? Congratulations on decent set of numbers given the market environment. How should one think growth in the coming quarters given that the domestic demand is on the decline?
Thank you. Of course, the domestic business is quite strong and robust, and the demand continues to be better than the previous period. Of course, we are the last quarter and the first quarter generally are softer quarters for us, but compared to that, we are seeing good January so far.
Got it, sir. And in terms of the commodity cost, despite rising commodity cost, we have reported highest gross margins. So going ahead, how should we think about it? Because they have been very volatile over the last 2 months.
Yeah, the commodity markets are going through very, volatile times. While we protect our margins by having a purchase mechanism which can take care of a quarter. All our arrangements with large commodity buyers is linked to the previous quarter. So we are protected for the quarter, but going forward, we also we have no choice but to pass on the price impact to our consumers. And we have already taken enough measures to address this. We are actually passing on the price increase to our consumers.
Sir, and sir, last question. Despite the one-offs, the other expenses still on the higher side. So is there any element that of a higher advertisement cost or the any operational cost coming in?
We have been very successful in launching a product in South India. Maybe you are in a different part of the country, and we have very very good acceptance of this product. So there is a little increase in the advertisement spend in this quarter, in the third quarter.
Got it, sir. And what would be the percentage of exports in the total top line in this quarter or in the 9 months?
You're talking about the third quarter?
Yeah, third quarter, yes.
Yeah, it's very small. It's about 3.5%.
3.5%. Got it.
Generally, we are at 12% and we wish to grow there. But this quarter, we had a more challenging situation. It's not so very bad always, but this quarter was very bad.
Okay, sir. And in terms of ramp-up of IKEA, we should see from Q4 or it is delayed?
The end of this quarter, the revenues will start, but meaningful revenue from next year.
Got it. I'll get back in there. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Vinod Krishna from Avendus Wealth. Please go ahead.
So thanks for the opportunity. Are you able to hear me?
Yeah, we are clear, sir.
Sir, first question is on the business models in the sense of, can you explain, because we see a lot of competition when we go to e-commerce, but if you see general trade and modern trade, we only have 3-4 brands, and that too we can't consider Hawkins and at the premium brands as competition. So if you can explain in the cookware and the kitchenware segment, how do you see yourself positioned and whom should we see as your competition and compare your growth to? And in these segments, if you can give us outlook on the growth, domestic side outlook on the growth and more about competition, because everybody comes and tries on e-commerce, you see too many brands, but on ground, you don't see that many brands. So how do you see that and how are you positioning yourself? And you are one of the two players who have owned retail outlets along with Prestige. So how should we look at this business, let's say, as an industry? So if you can please help us.
Let me explain to you. The TG that we address, we are the leaders in the category that we do. The opportunity is immense and large. We are currently, of course, in the small appliances growing disproportionately to the industry. And even in the pressure cooker segment, we grow disproportionately to the industry. The opportunity on cookware is large. We are still to address that opportunity fully. But to answer your question, of course, there is a huge headroom for us to acquire more market share. within the opportunity that is available. And we are fully available through the general trade also. And apart from the general trade network that we are expanding our stores. So for us is a stack of e-commerce, modern trade, general trade and our own retail. We would want to be present in all this. All these channels are very important for us. We will give equal attention to all of them and will want to grow all of them. We want to see ourselves as leaders in continue to get to leadership in business in total while we are the leaders in the PG that we address today.
So when you say PG, if you can expand and you can talk about who should we see as your competitors and compare with, if you can see. And your general...
We are only acquiring market share, so I don't see, we are the competition actually. We continue to acquire market share in each of the segments that we are present in the domestic market.
But if you see Prestige growth is higher than our growth, so how should we see, I've got the, in domestic, they've grown 12%, so how should we see, not just this quarter, in general, their growth is higher. Hawkins, I'm not comparing, so I'm just trying to understand, when you say leader, can you tell me exactly what is your market share in pressure cookers, at least?
So we are moving towards being the largest by units on pressure cooker in this country. And since you mentioned the brand, I want to say in the last 5 years, we were 2/3 of their revenue, which we are closer to 60% of their revenue. So the growth is by far, I can say disproportionate. There is no way that any other brand in the country in the category that we are operating in the last 5 years have grown faster than us. Nowhere near, rather.
So can you at least guide us, sir? 15% growth you were guiding in previous con call. So can we stick to that 15% growth on the domestic side at least till this?
While our aspiration is there, we will still be on the double digit. Though you don't see the double digit, we are at about 9% on the vision growth for this quarter. But for the annualized, we will still be better than, if not at the 15%, definitely higher than the double digit baseline.
But given IKEA and if at all, let's say,
those are export yes. Businesses. We actually anticipate in the future our export business to stabilize again and grow much faster than the domestic business. We are talking about these two different businesses separately. The impact about in the current quarter, let me explain to you the impact in the quarter, current quarter. We have witnessed a quarter which was minus Diwali sales. So the comparable quarter may not be appropriate, but in spite of that, the domestic revenue was in line with the previous quarter of the same time without the Diwali. Because the overall revenue got impacted on exports, we have a degrowth.
So just small request, sir, this is not a question. If you can do also channel-wise sales division, it would be very helpful, because now you have become omnichannel, your large part is coming from e-commerce. It will help us to see channel-wise what is your sales and volume, like you give the category-wise, product-wise, if you can also give the channel-wise, it will be very helpful for us, sir.
We generally provide you the growth that we do on each of the channels in our presentations. Mm-hmm. And that's, But if you want, I will just give you the 9 months and the quarter gone by numbers.
Yeah, channel, e-commerce, GT.
You can, I'll give you all the channels. You can write down if you require.
Thank you, sir.
For 9 months, the contribution of GT for the quarter gone by was 38.5%. E-com was 34%. 12% came from modern trade. We have corporate sales, this is 3.3%. Our own retail contributed to 8.5%. And OEM export was 3.7%.
Got it. So, thank you, sir. And so, here in the domestic, we can take double-digit growth for next 2-3 years, right, on the domestic?
Yeah, we are very confident, sir.
Sir, and margins, sir, if you can give guidance about EBITDA margin, I'm not talking about, I know you can easily pass on because given your pricing, you can easily pass on backward integration, you can easily pass on the cost and still be affordable. But in general, EBITDA margin, any guidance?
You will see improvement on both our gross margin, EBITDA margin and the PAT margins, at least 1% year on year.
At least 1% year on year. So thank you very much, sir. And debt, sir, this is the last question, sorry. Debt, it will be debt-free by this year end, right? Because that was your guidance.
Cash debt free. There is an accounting debt. So we are already reduced. Our total working capital has come down to 80 crores from its previous 160 crores in this quarter itself.
No, leave the lease part, sir, but normal debt, like real bank borrowing, that was I was asking.
Normal debt should be close to zero. Close.
Except the supplier credit.
By
So
year-end.
There is a supplier. So that is the money that we borrow from the bank will be close
Yes,
to zero.
Yes, sir, not the lease liability. Leave the lease liability.
Yeah. Then we'll be close to zero.
Already, sir, or by year-end?
By the year-end.
So thank you very much, sir, and all the best, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Rachna K from SIMPL. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hello, am I audible?
Yeah, you're loud and clear, madam.
Okay, thank you. Within the other appliances category, could you provide some color on mixer grinders as a category, excluding Nutri-Blenders, including trends for us in terms of revenue scale and profitability over the last 2-3 years?
It's very difficult to give you product-wise, but we can definitely share it with you. We'll have to dig out those details. But in the small appliances category, we are growing very fast. For us, in the small appliances category, the mixer grinder is the weakest one, but we are growing very fast in the Nutri-Blender.
Okay, so how do we position our mixer grinders across channels? And has our mixer grinder portfolio seen any pressures related to competition? Some qualitative color only on the mixer grinder category, if you could provide.
So we believe that mixer grinder is a cluttered category, and we believe that it is a margin drainer. We will continue to be in the mixer grinder until unless we innovate, we are able to get some cutting-edge innovation. I don't see very high numbers coming from mixer grinder. Still, it is a 100+ crore category for us, but it is a very cluttered, low-margin business. For us, we are agnostic to margin, and we will not want to have differential margin between different products. Being a highly competitive appliance in the mixer grinder being in that category, and could be the reason for our lower, we don't stand generally in any of the categories that we are, we'll be in the top three, but mixer grinder, we are far away from any of those. So I will want to guide you on the mixer grinder alone. I don't think we will put all our efforts to build only the mixer grinder. We would want to build more of appliances and get to leadership in the appliances as a whole, rather than only focusing on the mixer grinder.
Okay, understood. One more question. Cooktops as an overall category used to contribute around 25%-30% in FY 2022, and now, annually it contributes around 20%. Within this, the mix of induction cooktops has remained stable, while the gas cooktops has declined. Could you help me explain the reasons for this decline in mix? Whether it is driven by competition or whether as per our ambitions of profitability, it was not favorable compared to other appliances and broader categories?
No, we are growing the cooktop business both in induction and glass top, but we let go one channel completely in the past. We were leaders in the channel. It was a co-branded channel with oil companies, which we completely let go. So we are building the cooktop business minus that channel. At some time, it was contributing to about 60-70% of our cooktop business. Today, we don't do any business in the co-branded channel, and that's why you will see realignment on the numbers. But when you take the other channels standalone, we continue to grow.
So after the exiting business with the oil companies, how has the business grown profitably? If you could explain that as well for cooktops.
Definitely, it is a higher margin business compared to the co-branded oil company business. And for us, as far as margins are concerned, I'd again want to reiterate that we are agnostic on the margins by product or by channel. More or less, we'll be in the same range. For us, even the cooktop or the induction cooktop, of course, induction cooktop, we are carving very large market share. By absolute numbers, we are leaders in this country and growing. On the glass cooktop business, we are also still building the business without the oil company business, so we are yet to get back to leadership again. The margins are agnostic.
Okay, so, So what would be the effort for building the cooktops business, if you could again
We have a very
provide some
strong
color?
backward integrated facility for making cooktops. Particularly, we make none of the brands that in the country that operate will have a facility like that. We also process the glass ourselves, so we have a complete cost and quality control along with the supply chain control. So with that, we are continuously working on innovation, and as we innovate, we'll be able to get more and more market share. But we are growing.
Okay. And about steel cooktops?
Stainless steel cooktop is slowly fading. At some time in the past, it was only stainless steel cooktops. It's a very small contribution to the overall cooktop business. It's less than 5-6% of our business, 5-6% of our LPG cooktop business.
Okay, understood. Thank you.
Thank you. In order to ensure that management is able to address questions from all the participants, please limit your questions to two per participant. Our next question comes from the line of Pallavi from Sameeksha. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking the question. This was regarding right now you mentioned about the exports hitting the cookware segment. So what would be the number of excluding exports, the 3Q growth in cookware? And have we also introduced apart from non-stick cookware, the other cast iron or other types of cookware, stainless steel?
So stainless steel is one range that we will build, but the rest of the cookware, we have a complete stack. We continue to make non-stick cookware. That what you may mean by non-stick cookware is the PTFE coating. So the variant in the non-stick cookware, the emerging coating is ceramic coating. We are actually both, when you combine exports and domestic, we are by far the largest in that category now. And we also, of course, have a completely automated line for making cast iron cookware. And we are gradually just started, we have introduced to the market a new range of cookware. We call this CeraClad. It is a stainless steel aluminum ceramic coated cookware. So I think with the addition of stainless steel range of cookware, we'll be complete on the cookware. We are again in the cookware business growing very fast.
Sir, what would be the growth excluding the export number in the domestic market for cookware?
We'll have to work on that because I currently is at.
And my second question, sir, was on cooker.
I'll have to subtract the. Because for us, cookware, we have a number that includes export business.
Export.
I will separately make and send it through our investor relationship.
My second question was on cookers. What is the kind of growth we expect in the future? This quarter, we have been slower than the leader, Hawkins, in terms of growth in the cooker category. Just wanted to understand that slower growth.
By unit numbers, we are growing faster than. By unit numbers, we are definitely growing faster than any of competing brands. And for us, YOY absolute value growth on pressure cooker alone is at about 4%.
Right. So the price hike you mentioned, you've taken, have you taken in this category also in this quarter?
No. Yeah, we are working on that. We are protected for this quarter. But for the coming quarter or the end of this quarter, we have already announced those price corrections, and which will be effective from, say, March, and we'll start seeing real-time correction from April.
Right, so I'll come back in the queue. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Varun Ghia from Equity Capital Advisors Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. So my first question is if you could throw some light on what are the challenges in export, because Q2 was very good despite tariffs. So what has changed now? And previously your growth outlook on exports was 40-50%. So how would you see that going forward? And also,
so
secondly, if you could, yeah.
Yeah, you please continue your question.
No, even I'll ask you a second question later.
Okay. So there are two aspects to the export. We did have some challenges in the first quarter which we had to complete those orders in the second quarter. So there was a stack up of the inventory at the customer's point. And so from the fourth quarter, it is back to normal on that particular And we have developed three other product categories for exports. We have also had alignment with our customers, but they are unable to initiate those orders until this tariff stabilizes. We are very confident that in the near term, this there will be some clarity and stabilization of the tariff. And so these are on pause at the moment while we have developed it. And our export growth potential is also driven by our new customers like IKEA. So considering all this, we were very optimistic on our growth. We will end up growth for exports in the year, but definitely the quarter gone by was very, very subdued.
Until the tariffs stay, the export outlook is not clear, basically.
Can you please reframe? So I'll tell you, our existing categories continue to grow. The new business is yet to start. The new business is the IKEA business is yet to start. We are also working on some other countries. But the existing business with our US customers continue. The new development of new product categories with our American customers are in pause.
Okay. And secondly, what was this forex loss of 1.9 crore? Is it due to some hedging? Because we don't import anything, right? And there was a depreciation of INR.
So while we have a hedging policy, there was very disruptive volatility in the forex. And this mainly is actually an unrealized provision that has been made for some capex which have deferred payment. We would have bought these machines on LC payment. And so these are unrealized loss that we have provided.
And what is the ECL provision related to? 1.5 crores?
The rest of GV generally hedge both our receivables and payables. Our payables are mostly in CNY and receivables are in dollars. The export business is long term. We'll have a plan for a year. We are able to hedge for longer periods. And the payables are for shorter periods. Generally, we pay them in 30, 60 days. And so our payable hedging policy for the, whatever we have imported and aware of the payment, we hedge. So both sides we hedge.
Okay. And what was the cash flow from operations for 9 months, if you could provide that number?
Yeah, just 1 minute.
Cash flow was not immediately.
You don't
know. Okay.
And then?
242.
CFO from operations is 242. 242 crores. Yeah.
Okay. That is very big. Okay. And lastly, you mentioned that you will still continue to do a double-digit revenue growth. So you will have to do almost 400 crores of top line in Q4. And
hopefully we should be closer to that. Hopefully.
Okay. And lastly, you gave a breakup of the revenues for 9 months. There was some mismatch in numbers. You mentioned export was just 3.7%, which comes to only
for the quarter. For the quarter.
For 9 months.
No. My 9 months is much higher. I will give you just a minute. My mistake. 11.4% is for the 9 months. And for the quarter was 3.7%. The numbers I gave you was all for the quarter three. If you want the number for 9 months, I'll separately give it.
Understood. No problem. Thank you. I'll come back in the queue.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Anubhav Goel from Cosma Ventures. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Sir, just confirming if I caught it right, you're saying exports for the year, we will see growth on top of the 160 crore sales number we recorded for FY25, and 4Q will be back to normal. Is that correct?
You're right.
And the 9-month sales number for exports comes to around 136 crores. Based on
revenue. Yeah, so for the 9 months, we don't have a big degrowth. But for there was a huge bid.
And sir, any
for the 9 months, we have a small growth, 2.2% growth for the YOY for export.
Got it, sir. Sir, and any color for FY27, like do we see export sales remaining around 160-170 crore sales, or we can head up higher to say 190-200?
You're talking about FY26 or FY27?
FY27.
FY27 will grow over the current year. We have this complete new business coming from IKEA, and the current business itself, if it normalizes, will be in the range that you mentioned. So we have the 9 months that about export business is 136 crores, right? So we'll be closer to the number that you mentioned for the year, but for the FY27, definitely we have a complete new business with IKEA coming.
Got it, sir. So, sir, regardless of the tariffs being lifted, we at least at the bare minimum expect these numbers to sustain.
Yeah, if the tariff continues, the existing business will continue. The new business from U.S. market may not grow. And then there are other markets that we are exploring, and IKEA business is closer to beginning. And that is a very steady state business, and this is a global business and not linked to any one country.
Got it, sir. Great. And sir, given that we have seen a strong domestic sales number for 3Q, and you mentioned 1Q and 4Q are usually weak for the domestic business, so any color you can give for the domestic business for 4Q?
For the Q4?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Q4 business is good. I said January is doing very well.
Okay. And sir, gross margins really improved this quarter, 39%. So with the rise in copper and aluminum prices, do we see the risk of these margins going back to, say, 36, 37, or we should broadly, with the price hikes coming through, sustain at these levels?
So we would improve our margins by at least 1% year on year. I don't see we slipping from that. There's a constant endeavor to correct our margins. We will pass on any price increase. Of course, there will always be that lag both sides. We generally protect all our costs for a quarter, try to protect our costs for a quarter. That's how our new business arrangement with our suppliers is.
Got it, sir. And sir, finally, last question. Can you share the 9 month sales number for your cast iron cookware? I think you had shared a 17 crore sales number for 1Q.
Okay, we will share it. I don't have it readily. I will give you the cast iron sales. Our investor relationship will send it to you.
All right, sir. Thank you. I'll get back in with you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Anand Mundra from Soar Wealth. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Sir, just wanted to check how much is export growth you said for 2% for first 9 months?
Yeah, good afternoon. Good evening. So yeah, for 9 months last year, it was 133 crores, and we are at 136 crores for 9 months currently.
Okay. And sir, how much is the degrowth in absolute amount in Q3, sir, in exports?
Is 141, 24, 27 crores.
So it is lower by 27 crores in Q3 as compared to last year Q3.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And sir, what is our domestic growth for the first 9 months, sir? It's 9% you mentioned.
The Vision brand is about 9%. For 9 months, it will launch. For the quarter, it was. I'll give you the 9 months. One second. Nine months, sir. 10.3%.
Domestic business growth.
Yeah.
Okay. Sir, one small request. If in presentation, we can give the breakup of export and domestic business, because export has become big and any variation may give a wrong picture on the overall on the company, sir.
So you are suggesting us to give domestic and export business growth and degrowth?
Or absolute amount breakup of revenue per quarter.
Yeah,
that
can.
Will,
yeah, generally
we can avoid all the questions.
We don't disclose that.
Sir, if someone can put it on...
In our numbers, we don't separately give domestic sales and export sales. Okay. We'll try to add an addendum to this presentation itself.
And sir, if this can be provided for this quarter also by an update to...
Yeah, yeah, this what we have uploaded, we'll send you an addendum. We'll try to do that.
Yeah. So second thing, sir, so what is your guidance on gross margin given, actually someone has already asked, so you maintain that you would be able to maintain 39-40% gross, 39.5% gross margin given the rise in commodity prices, sir?
So currently we are targeting to get to 39% and we believe that year on year we'll be able to improve this by 1%. So you can take this kind of a guidance. It may not be absolutely like that, but a kind of guidance in the next 3 years, we would want to get to between 41% and 42%.
Okay. Sir, what is our capacity utilization in cast iron? Have we reached to profit?
We are doing only domestic business. Our export business has not commenced. There is interest. We are at about 40-45% on utilization.
Okay. And sir, have we capitalized the facility that we have built for IKEA? And the
that is work in progress, and before the end of this quarter we'll capitalize 100% of IKEA's facility. There is some capitalization, something is pending, but before the March end we'll capitalize the complete facility of IKEA.
Okay. And sir, our net debt you mentioned was 80 crore as on 31st December, sir?
Yes.
And you mentioned that we will be debt free by March. That would be a tough job, no, sir, because 80 crore would be different. So just wanted to reconfirm that.
So the debt is absolute debt. I said cash debt.
At 80.
Okay, net debt.
That 80 crores includes suppliers credit that we take. So okay. I've been, when you say, okay, let me explain in simple words that I can explain to you. We will have zero CC or WCDL or any working capital loan. The debt is also including some lease financing, lease accounting and all that.
Suppliers.
Okay.
Suppliers credit.
Okay. And one last question.
Currently, if you want to know, I will tell you the number is below 30 crores for us on the cash debt, which we are very confident of bringing it closer to. We are positive to bring it to zero, but we will be closer to zero. By the end of this quarter.
Okay, understood, sir. Thank you, sir. I will come back to Q&A. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. In order to ensure that management is able to address questions from all the participants, please restrict your questions to two per participant. Our next question comes from the line of Shreyans Jain from Swan Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello. Sir, can you help me with the absolute export number for this quarter and last year same quarter, sir?
One second. It was... crores versus 141, 14 versus 40. Hello? Hello?
Yes, hello.
Yeah, could you hear me, sir?
You're saying 14 versus 40, is it?
Yeah.
Okay. So, sir, if I just reduce that amount from our Q3 numbers, and we are saying we did about 10% growth in the domestic business, right? So, last year,
10% for 9-month period. 9 months.
And what is the absolute domestic growth that we would have done in Q3, sir?
Q3 also.
Because yeah. I think my numbers say we are flat, 364 versus 364, just
there is,
domestic.
Q3 is 9 months. Q3 ka nahi hai. You have Q3 numbers? I don't think we have grown Q3. Only domestic you take out that. See, the Q3, again I want to explain to you. That this Q3 is minus the Diwali sales and the last year's Q3 was including the Diwali sales. and sales peak around the Diwali period. So while the quarter gone by for us in relative terms was very good for domestic sales, there was no drop in demand because generally immediately after Diwali the sales go down. I think there is no 2.5%. We are lower by 2.5% for the quarter.
Okay. And sir, this quarter you also would have some spillover of the GST cuts that happened in Q2 and we would have lost some sales to the channel.
All that is positive. All those have been positive. Generally, there is a delta of at least 30% pre-Diwali and post-Diwali. So supposing in a month, whichever Diwali is there, your sales bump up by 30%. And technically, in relative terms, there should be a drop of 30% in sales if the quarter does not have Diwali. But we have definitely, it's not that we have grown, we are minus 2% even on domestic business.
Okay. And sir, this last question, you mentioned OCF, we have done about 240 crores.
Who? Yeah, can you please repeat your question, sir?
What is the operating cash flow that we would have done?
I think we gave you, no? 240
for
9 months. Yeah, for 9 months was about 240 crores. So that is not only coming from your gross margins or the contribution margins, but it is also an optimization of net working capital days have come down to 34. What is that? 42 days. 1 second. I just read. See, we were at 59 days in FY24. We went up to 64 days in FY25 and we have come down to 43 days for the 9 months of this year.
Okay. And sir, what is the capex that we would have done in the 9 months?
Do we have that number? Capex that we have done. You want the cash flow of the capex or you want the capex?
So obviously I have the OCF at 242. So I'm just trying to understand what is the capex that we would have done. So
I'll get the free cash. Payments net would have paid 63 crores.
We have paid 63 crores.
63 crores. Okay. All right. Thank you. That helps. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Ashwini Agrawal from Demeter Advisors LLP. Please go ahead. Your voice is breaking.
It's not audible.
What's wrong?
There's some problem.
Can you hear me, sir? Hello?
Yeah, now I'm able to hear you, sir.
Okay, sorry. Sir, what was the exact issue for exports falling so much in the December quarter? And why do you think this will reverse in the March quarter? Because the tariff situation isn't resolved as we speak.
Okay, let me explain to you our export business. Generally, we get projection for the whole year. And it is very close to projection. It is as close as between 96 to 100% of projection is what the revenues actually record. Beginning of this year, we have had in discussion with our customers for new categories. And we had very positive outlook on them. It is not that they have given us orders or projections. With that, we were anticipating high growth. But when we started this year, the first quarter, we had moved from non-stick to ceramic. And that was a new line. We defaulted on deliveries in time for the quarter one. And so there was some small cancellations and also the deliveries that were to happen in the first quarter were delivered in the second quarter along with the orders of the first quarter. So there was a inventory pileup at the customer's place. So that portion of the business was impacted also along with no new business coming which was anticipated. So all this put together has resulted in a lower quarter for Q3. Business for Q4 is in line with normal quarter, but it does not include the possible business that we were to do with IKEA and also does not include the projections that we had for the new categories. So I can only guide you to this, that our current business that was business as normal for the previous year remains intact. The new business is impacted for new categories, and the opportunity that is lies ahead of us is the work that we have done over the last 1 year in setting up the plant, the developing the products. We already have the orders in, orders for the whole year from IKEA, and the revenues will start from, actual revenues will start from first quarter or from April of April of FY 27.
Okay. And so just on IKEA, you know, our earlier expectation was that fourth quarter we will start the production. I mean, fourth quarter we should see full production. So has it been delayed by another 3 months? And what would be the reason for that?
Delay by 3 months, yes. So there are some test protocols that have to be followed. And there has been delays in approval. We are at the fag end of these approvals. There are different approvals, different parameters, and from different labs and from different parts of the country and multiple labs. So all this has contributed to a little delay. And particularly because February, some of the labs are in China which are doing the tests. In February, they are completely shut. There is a kind of annual off in February. So we are expecting these lab reports to come in March, and then we'll start commence the supplies.
And would you be able to share the budget for IKEA sales for fiscal 2020?
I don't think we'll give you so much granular detail about each customer, but I can give you broader in broader sense that we will be in line with our exports of definitely grow end the year with growth. There is a disappointment for us, and also we would have guided you to a very high growth on exports. That is not happening for the current year. But if, with IKEA's additional business, there will be ample growth. And if tariffs stabilize, then there is a huge opportunity for us.
And last question, sir, on exports and including IKEA, and I'm thinking about, you know, fiscal 27. Let's forget this year. Would you say that the margins on exports would be similar to domestic, or would they be lower or higher?
Gross margins are far lower, and EBITDA, they are at par or better.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir. All the best.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Nikhat from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you for taking my question, sir. So in domestic business, you have stated 2.5% decline. So this is on the revenue decline, right? And so what was the volume decline in domestic? That is my first question. And my second question is that in small appliances, our volume growth was very strong at around 38.7%, but the value decline was 6%. So why such a high variation between volume and value for small appliances?
So it also is a movement of high value products from some small value products. That could be the major reason on growth for the quarter we have. Volume. This is again quarter on quarter, right?
This is again products in the channel.
No, you are asking about products or channel?
Domestic channel.
The category, the small appliance category.
Categories, yeah. Small appliances. We have actually grown 38.7% YOY, and on quarter on quarter, we have grown by 25%. On the, okay. Particularly the small domestic appliances.
Yes, but the value decline is it's around 6%. So
value on small appliances. Yeah, decline is 6%, yes. So it could be lower. So example, if you are selling more higher air fryers or more kettles, that could change the value volume proposition completely.
Okay, or is it that the competitive intensity is also high in this appliance segment? So we have not taken any price cuts because of the high competition, right?
No, there is no scope for price cuts. And I don't think we have such challenges on the price front. We are actually a price leader. On price front, we actually are the most aggressive brand. fast growing and strong brand, we are definitely a price leader. There is no such challenge on the price side. And particularly in the current atmosphere, many of the components are imported because of the surge in forex costs, whether it is RMB or dollar. Every cost input is going up, and also there is a surge in commodity price, so both is going up. There is no way I think anybody can look at price reduction. And to retain that margin itself, definitely there is a cost increase to be passed on to the consumer. We have very strong acceptability for our products, so I don't think we have a challenge on that. The only what could have happened is some of those categories also would have moved to in-house manufacturing, and the absolute value would have come down. We would have passed on some of the benefits, and that's why you are seeing value-wise degrowth, but volume growth. Volume growth, particularly on small domestic appliances, has been the highest, both on YOY and quarter-on-quarter.
Okay, sir, understood. And this domestic was 2.5% down, and what was the volume decline?
I think we'll have to evaluate, because I don't think we have a number like that. Also, it may not give you the true picture on volume, because sometimes it is deceptive. It depends on which is a high value SKU or a low value SKU contributing to absolute numbers. So that could be deceptive. We can share the numbers still with you. We'll have to compile and send it to you.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Madhur Rathi from Counter Cyclical Investments. Please go ahead.
So thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I wanted to understand with BIS implementation on Hobbs, sir, how do we see the cooktop business dynamics changing? And sir, do we see a possibility of market share gains for Stovegraph due to this in-house capacity versus our competitors?
So the Hobbs, the BIS thing has been deferred for another 6 months. But once there is a complete restriction on Hobbs, definitely we have a better capability to any of the trading brands in the country. We definitely have an advantage. But currently it is deferred, so people can still import the Hobbs and sell. And this is up to September 26. Post that, definitely there will be higher opportunity for Stovegraph.
Got it. And sir, did we see any, BIS was also implemented on chimney that we manufacture. So did we see a huge reduction in imports coming in? And sir, what was the incremental capacity or the market size that was available post the Chinese exit?
So for us also, the chimney business is impacted. We are always importing these chimneys. We have established the manufacturing facility for chimney. It is evolving and getting stabilized. Of course, once this plant stabilizes and with imports completely getting curtailed, the opportunity for us to grow there is there. Currently, actually, chimney business for us also is impacted. We are not having the full range. We have started manufacturing a few for us to get to that full fledge. All the model manufacturing will take about a year.
Got it. And sir, what is the amount or the number of units of chimney that used to come into India through these Chinese or the capacities that are non-BIS compliant?
That's very large. Actually, there are hardly very few manufacturers in the country, and even those manufacturing, majority of them bring some SKD parts and assemble, which is not economically actually feasible. The cost of SKD parts is higher than the CBU unit because of the packaging and transportation. There are a few manufacturers. It is still evolving. The country does not have large-scale manufacturing in chimneys. There is a huge opportunity for anybody who is getting into manufacturing. And Stovegraph, that having the complete end-to-end manufacturing to retail, I think we stand to gain. To answer your question, the overall chimney business should be in the range of 5,000 to 7,000 crores in this country.
Got it. Sir, just a final question from my end.
Mr. Rathi, we are unable to hear you.
Sir, hello.
Yes, you're audible.
Yeah. I wanted to understand regarding this chimney market. And sir, we were expecting to have a 1,000 crore business from chimneys and hobs. I think we did an interview in FY22 or FY23. Sir, so when can we expect to realistically achieve this 1,000 crore number from these two segments?
You mean 1,000 crore revenue from chimneys and hobs for Stovecraft?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's a long journey. It will definitely, we are nowhere near that number. Definitely that is possible. That is the opportunity there, but it is a long journey. I don't think it is happening in the next 1-2 years. But definitely that opportunity is there.
Got it. Sir, that was from my side. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. In the interest of time, we'll take that as the last question. I would now like to hand the conference over to management for closing comments.
Thank you everybody for participating in this conference call. We have tried to address all your queries. There are some questions that we will send those details to our investor relationship team. If you have any questions, you can definitely reach out to us. You can also contact MUFG, our investor relationship team. Thank you again for the time today.
Thank you. On behalf of Stovecraft Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your line.